All this week on Your Bridge FM, we are supporting the work of Lutheran Bible translators in Papua New Guinea. You can find out more and financially support at lbt.org/bridgefm. And joining us in the studio is Nathan Federwitz. It is so nice to have you in studio, being able to talk about all the work that's going on in Papua New Guinea and your part in it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so glad I can be here today. It's a little bit of a different aspect of Bible translation. So my goal is to support Bible translation, right? Lutheran Bible Translators has several Bible translation programs going on in Papua New Guinea. And so it's a very mountainous country. It's an island, right, in just north of Australia in the Pacific Ocean, but it's very mountainous, very rugged. And so that's why there's all of these languages that still don't have scripture, because it's just really hard to travel there.
It's very regional.
Right.
All yeah. Language, yeah.
It's all very isolated because they all just live on, you know, on their ridge of the mountain, and they really don't traverse outside of their ridge, right? And so really there's no road access. There's not much infrastructure. Aviation is able to cover those distances that are very hard to travel. And so what that means for Bible translation is that we're able to move people who need to get training, who need to get resources, who need to get, you know, different technological items for their translation program. We can move them to where they need. We can, of course, bring them the supplies that they need, and to their, you know, tiny little villages. We're really using the aircraft kind of as God's hand to bring them what they need in a way that is effective for them to be able to continue translation.
Now, what are you going to be piloting? And this, is this a small plane? Is it a helicopter? Is it both?
Yep. Yeah, so I pilot a small plane. It's a 10-passenger aircraft. It's called a Kodiak 100. It's designed specifically for mountain rugged flying, so it can land. We use, of course, all of these are on the side of mountains, all these airstrips. And so they're just short grass runways that are able to carry about a 3,000-pound cargo and passengers into these airstrips and be able to service these people that way.
When you're talking about Papua New Guinea specifically, what is the ministry that we're supporting right now in the fundraising?
Yeah, so what we really want to support is we want to raise money for the technology of for the people who are working on those translation programs so that we can get them what they need to be able to work on those translation programs. And then I'll be able to use aviation to be able to fly those supplies to them, make sure that they get what they need.
I know you have a different perspective on New Guinea because you grew up there. Do you think that's an advantage in this situation?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be going back if I didn't love living there, right? I absolutely love growing up there, love the people, and I just want to see those people receive God's word, you know, as quickly as possible.
Now, I know a lot of your family is involved in Lutheran Bible Translators. What generation are you?
Yeah, I'm a third generation. My grandparents were Bible translators in West Africa, and then my dad was a missionary pilot in Papua New Guinea, so that's why I grew up there. My dad was a pilot, so I'm just following his footsteps, and all of his siblings have been working in Lutheran Bible Translators, and so I'm now the third generation to come and work with Lutheran Bible Translators.
Well, that's awesome. What would you say is like your fondest memory from growing up there, and was there anything in particular that made you want to go back?
I always go back to, there was a flight that I did with my dad where we went to a village, and this was in my junior year of high school. I'd got to land at one of those short airstrips and get out and greet the people, and then I got to unload the cargo that they were so desperately wanting, and just seeing, you know, how aviation impacted them that day and what it really meant to carry the gospel in that way.
We've been talking to Nathan Federwitz, and again, we're supporting and helping to raise $10,000 for Lutheran Translators' work in Papua New Guinea, and Nathan is about ready to go there with his whole family. And who is your family, by the way?
Yeah, so I have my wife, Sarah, and then we have two sons, under two right now.
Wow.
We're all going over together, and my sons will live just like I did over there, and of course, my wife, supporting the work that I'm doing, very necessary, and we're hoping to go in January.
He's going to be a missionary pilot in Papua New Guinea, and so if you want to help support this, we'll give you information on how to do that here in just a couple of minutes. There's also, you know, at the end of this week, the Lutheran Bible Translators president is going to be in town, and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Reverend Richard Dasky will be here on October 26th, then he'll be at St. Peter's in Brownstown. He'll be there for the Reformation Rally. Would love for people to come out and hear what he has to say, talking about Lutheran Bible translators and especially the work in Papua New Guinea, and really just dive deeper into what we're doing there and hear it from Rich Rudowski.
Wonderful. And yes, he'll be there this Sunday, October 26th, 6 p.m., St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Brownstown, the Reformation Rally hosted by the Lutheran Mission Federation, which is a mission organization comprised of 11 Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregations in Jackson County. But again, our guest today has been Nathan Federwitz. Nathan, thank you so much for sharing what you are doing for Lutheran Bible translators.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here and just glad we can share about the ministry and the work that God is doing in Papua New Guinea.
What a worthwhile mission. You can find out more and give financially to support the work of Lutheran Bible translators in Papua New Guinea. Just go to lbt.org/bridgefm. That's lbt.org/bridgefm.